Welcome to the Center of Everywhere podcast, where we explore stories of rural Minnesotans who are making a difference in their communities. Rural isn't in the middle of nowhere. It is in the center of everywhere.
Welcome to the Center of Everywhere podcast. I'm Marnie Werner, and I'm the Vice President of Research at the Center for Rural Policy and Development. We are a private, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization based in rural Minnesota, where we are dedicated to providing data-driven research on rural issues to help our policymakers make more informed decisions affecting the rural people and places of our state. Today, we have a special guest, the Dean of the University of Minnesota Medical School, Dr. Jacob Tolar. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm delighted to be here, Marnie.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about a new commitment that the medical school is going to be making to issues in greater Minnesota. Can you explain what this is about and what it means and where that comes from?
Of course. And thanks again for, you know, asking these questions, because I'm one of the people who believes in rural life. I really think that there is a great strength in greater Minnesota and greater United States, and the farming community and industrial community in the state of Minnesota needs to have the support that comes from a very high quality healthcare. So a lot of the choices that we need to make as a public university and a public medical school in being the solution for the challenges that the state puts in front of us is hinging on providing rural healthcare. Now, it is one of these problems or challenges that everybody knows a solution to, but nobody seems to be doing the work that needs to make these solutions real. So everybody I have ever talked to knows that if you want to have more rural physicians, you need to get these young adults from rural areas, you need to train them in these areas, and yes, wait for it, they will come back to their hometown and practice in the community where they grew up with or trained with, and they will love it, and the community will love it. So our quest started, as everything that we do, based on three generational view. Every decision that we make and every consideration that we make and every investment in talent and treasure and territory that you have, we make with the eye on the legacy of people who preceded us, with the eye on the present, you know, what is needed today. And also we make these decisions with a horizon of 15 or 25 years ahead, so that children and children of our children will have benefited from the high quality, high velocity decisions that we are going to make today. Now, a good example from the first bucket, the legacy, is that our predecessors have recognized how important it is to have a medical school campus in rural Minnesota or outside of the Twin Cities, and started at the beginning of 1970s at Duluth Medical Campus, you know, of the medical school that is, you know, the seat is in the Twin Cities. And we have had a tremendous success in that Duluth area. We are number two in the United States for training Native American physicians. We are one of the best producers of rural practitioners in the United States. And yes, we have more than a half a century experience with doing this. What it hinges on is that you also have to adapt to the kind of training that you do. So here in the Twin Cities and in most urban areas, our medical students will go to the 3 or 4 weeks rotations. You have OBGYN, you have surgery, you have pediatrics, you have ICU, and so forth. That does not really work well in the rural Minnesota. What we have adapted to that purpose is what we call the Rural Physician Associate Program, or RPAP, which is a way of taking a third year medical student and putting them into a rural community in a small town for 9 month clerkships, where they can actually see multiple of the practitioners working in the same, typically same hospital and the same clinic. And that's where the magic happens. The magic is that they will look at the patients not like I'm on a 15-minute interval meeting and I have to, figure out what's the matter with you. They are looking at it from the perspective, what matters to you, in a way that how does the community fit in? How does your life, profession fit in? What about your children or parents? And how does that all fit in? So the RPAP has been incredibly successful because we do have these locations spread into the whole state of Minnesota. And these students, again, as I predicted and as my predecessors predicted, they do come back to these communities and they provide phenomenal care. I have been a beneficiary of travels, I think about 15 of these that I have made to Winona, from Winona to Roseau, from Detroit Lakes to Hutchinson and different places. I am incredibly impressed. I'm deeply impressed in how capable these relatively small teams are, how self-sufficient they are in everything from OBGYN to general surgery to mental health. And all things in between. And it is a model whereby we can learn from these smaller communities how to run a good medical school. And then I'm getting to the future one, and that is that we will see a not just physicians, but all healthcare professionals, the need for the clinical teams to be trained at higher numbers. And this is why, because many of these physicians are 65 years and older and they will retire. The new physicians and new clinical providers, they have different way of looking at the work-life balance, so we have to adjust to some of the new views of what professional life of a clinician looks like. And we need to train the whole interdisciplinary, interprofessional team with nurses, pharmacists, dentists, CRNA, scrub techs. Everybody matters, in this clinical team. So our ambitious realism, if you will, hinges on the fact that the people that we serve, which are the people who live in the state, the Minnesotans, they ask us to do this. We are doing this, and I'll end up on mentioning that we have a phenomenal partner in Dr. Holman and his team in CentraCare. This is in St. Cloud, and we have been able, between the two of us first, but it quickly gotten to the large teams around us, that we have partnered in a unique relationship with the private healthcare system, which is CentraCare, and developed a third medical school campus, this one in St. Cloud. And I am happy to report that we have gotten all the approvals and the building is there. And we will welcome the first group of medical students in the fall of 25. There's going to be 24 of them. So every year we get additional 24, which happens to be for the first time since 1972 that we will increase the number of physicians that we trained in the state. And during that time, that 50 plus years, the population of the state of Minnesota almost doubled.
Okay, well, great. Well, now, so can you tell us a little more about especially the new campus in St. Cloud and how that partnership with CentraCare came about and why it was important that it happened there?
There is a defining importance of relationships in healthcare. This is one of the sectors that I have realized is disproportionately personality driven. So the reason why it happened in St. Cloud is Dr. Holman and his team. Because we have been pretty open about serving in this way or any other way that the state and the community will desire. But what he and his team made possible is to have this unique relationship with us that enables the co-creation, if you will, of the training model that we can take the young adults from area around St. Cloud or greater Minnesota, train them there, and then expect them to come back. That's not all. They also have been very good about providing some of the infrastructure, not just inside of the hospital, but really, where the training place, has to be, and it looks actually beautiful. They have been able to inspire their clinicians to be teachers again, because all of us are teachers in one way or another in different stages of life. But many clinicians that are outside of the training environment of medical schools and universities do not actually have medical students with them in the operating room or in the clinic or in the outreach. They pretty much do their own thing with their nurse and couple staff around them. So it was a new concept, and what absolutely amazed me is how the wave of excitement among these practitioners in CentraCare to be teachers, to be mentors, and to be a part of this. And I can tell you from my own experience that I learn more from my students than they learn from me. They don't know that, because there is this disequilibrium, that we are, different ages and different training periods. But their questions, because they are fresh eyes on the same problems, if you will, their questions direct how deep we go in science, how deep we go in, care and compassion to our patients. And it is a totally different environment. And I can tell you that I have patients and my colleagues who have the same experience, that it really feels different if you go to academic institution rather than a private clinic. It may differ in, different ways, in different patients, but in general, it has much deeper feel and much more sort of a sense of belonging for the patient and her family, as well as for the clinician, in the setting where you have a trainee, and this can be medical student or, after the medical school, they need more training. We call it residency or a fellowship. So the training, like people like me went to school for 30 years, and I'm not done, learning and trying to make a little better version of myself out of this. But the fact that they were able, CentraCare, that were able to partner with us to help with the infrastructure and to inspire their clinicians to be teachers, these would be, Marnie, the three decisive virtues that came into the partnership.
That's great. That's really interesting. Yeah, those partnerships are so important. Now, one thing that we found from our research and understanding how healthcare education works is when you have those the residency tracks, at least in mental health care, it costs the clinics something to host those students. Is there some way with the program that you're doing now with your rural residency tracks that you can support the clinics and the hospitals where these students are going? Or I'm not sure what I'm trying to say. Are the clinics and hospitals developing a partnership with you in a way that they can then support these students?
And the answer is yes. A lot of these things are not necessarily financial. They really go to the why physicians anywhere went to the medical school in the first place. They almost without exception, we are bound by a single almost covenant, which is alleviation of suffering of others. And when you meet at that common denominator and that platform, it's actually much easier to make dollars and time fungible, for example. So it doesn't have to be that, there are exceptions to everything, but in general, my experience is that physicians, nurses, pharmacists, dentists, you have it, the clinical professionals, the clinical teams, they are really in it to help others. And they find, myself included, meaning of their own life by helping others. And that others is very important. Doesn't mean the patient alone. It really means her family, her community, and yes, it means the trainee that is next to me, at the operating table. And she needs to learn, from somebody who has done this. I can speak for it for myself. Medicine is one of the fields where you need to see a master do this to become a master. The textbooks are not enough. The whatever, PowerPoints, that's not enough. You actually have to see what mastery looks like. And then you may spend, as I did, as I have, your whole life trying to approximate that mastery. And I think that the investment that these that Centracare, for example, makes in this is viewed from that perspective. It's not viewed from the profit and loss spreadsheet, alone. Of course, it has to be sustainable. Of course, we have worked very hard to make it sustainable, but we come with a quality, with the added value for the Centracare patients and Centracare providers that factors into that prudential algebra, if you will, of how you're gonna pay for it.
Great. Okay. Well, let's see. Is there anything else you wanted to add that we maybe haven't touched on yet?
I want to come back to the magnitude of this. This is we train about 240 medical students a year, for the for decades now. Now we will add, in 4 years, that's another 100, 96 to 24 times four. And that's on top of about 1700 students in 120 different sites around of the state of Minnesota that we have trained through the RPAP program. So just the sheer magnitude of people of goodwill and excellent expertise that they can lend to people living in rural Minnesota, that is, in my opinion, the value that we bring to the table.
Excellent. Well, this is really exciting, especially the new medical school in St. Cloud. And so we really thank you for being on today and going over this with us.
Thank you very much, and thank you for being interested.
You've been listening to the Center of Everywhere podcast, where we explore stories of rural Minnesotans who are making a difference in their communities. Rural isn't in the middle of nowhere. It is in the center of everywhere.